This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Lauren Schroyer, and we've been talking about the continuing push by the Obama administration and others. They're now going to fight in the courts to try to keep illegal aliens here. And I think we need to refer to them not even as undocumented, certainly not as undocumented immigrants, not even as illegal aliens. I think we need to refer to them as foreign citizens who are here illegally. And that's what we've seen with the Mexican ambassador urging Mexican citizens to become American citizens, saying, hey, you can still keep your Mexican citizenship here. And, you know, a lot of people, he says, don't want to get their American citizenship because they don't want to learn English. But, you know, you don't have to know English to become an American citizen, and you can be a citizen of our country and export our values to America or whatever it is that he wants to do. To me, when somebody is a foreign citizen and they come here illegally, I have a big problem with that. And I think this Mexican ambassador begging these 2.6 million, as they estimate, Mexican citizens to become permanent legal residents and citizens here in America, I have a problem with that. It looks to me like they're trying to take over our government, our value from a foreign government, because this is the Mexican ambassador doing this. But now you were talking, Owen, about the different jurisdictions of sanctuary cities pushing back against this. I mentioned just before we went to break that California groups who say they're pro-amnesty, they want to hide the fact that there are people that have been labeled as criminals, as gang members, because they don't want these people deported. That's exactly what Trump was saying. He said, we got to get rid of the worst people. And they said, you're racist.
Well, and look, when there was a hearing about this in Los Angeles, a man from a Black Votes Matter group stepped up to the podium to speak in regards to the local government financing the legal representation for illegal immigrants to avoid deportation. He says, well, wait a second. You know, first of all, it's complete nonsense that you're giving this money to non-citizens. I think that's what we can call them, yeah. Non-citizens. But then secondly,
foreign citizens.
He says,
they're citizens somewhere. They're just not citizens there in the United States.
And it's not like we can go somewhere else and get this type of help.
Exactly.
But then he points out, he says, well, you claim that you're doing this because you don't want to break up families. You don't want to put people through these, you know, hard situations that are just, you know, with their family or loved ones or whatever. And he comes at me and he points out, but you have no problem busting the guy who's selling drugs who's trying to provide for his family. You have no problem invading the house for the guy who's just, you know, selling whatever illegally to try to provide for his loved ones who's an American citizen. So that's an amazing, I think, kind of paradox to look at, that these policies need to be considered.
We understand they want to make things better for their family, but we have a process for that. We have a line for that. And if they're going to come in here and become dependent upon us and have us pay for the education of their children, I'm going to lose, and many people are going to lose their homes because of the property taxes. They're not going to be able to afford the property taxes if we've got to educate any foreign citizen children that gets to come here and be educated in the language of their choice. You've got some of these school districts with 80 different languages that they've got to accommodate.
So I think people, especially in sanctuary cities, need to be aware of this. Here in Austin, the local mayor is colluding with President Obama to keep Syrians coming here, despite what the governor said. But this kind of puts it in perspective to me. This is how these people think, David. During his pledge Thursday to protect undocumented immigrants, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, a Democrat, this is from the Washington Post, cited the Fourth Amendment, saying that it protects being held against your will without a warrant. Hey, Jim, in case you didn't realize this, they aren't citizens. They don't have a Bill of Rights. They don't have a Constitution, okay? These are American citizens' rights. You're citing a document for American citizens to protect a non-citizen. David, This logic that completely befuddles them, goes over their head, is the most frustrating thing to me. Honestly, it makes me want to go to law school so I can explain this to people, and they'll actually, you have a law degree? Oh, whoa, ooh, now well, I
should
listen.
He should take that Fourth Amendment to the TSA at the airports, and all of you who are traveling.
Yeah, mind then.
Yeah, that's right. It's a dead letter as far as they're concerned. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Stefan Molyneux. Very interesting discussion coming up. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in just a moment by Stefan Molyneux. Before we do, I want to read you this article, and I think Stefan will appreciate this and have something to say about this. Reuters put out a little thing they call a data dive, where they looked at some statistics and some polls, and they said, if there's a war on Christmas, Christmas is winning. They say Christmas isn't just for Christians anymore. They said some 81% of non-Christians in the U.S. celebrate the holiday. That's 76% of Asian American Buddhists, 73% of Hindus, even 32% of U.S. Jews have a Christmas tree in their home. And they said, it turns out 44% of Americans say Christian symbols like nativity scenes should be allowed on government property, even if they're not accompanied by symbols from other religions. And when they asked them whether they want to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, they said 42% of Americans prefer Merry Christmas, 12% Happy Holidays, 46% chose I don't care, it doesn't matter. But they said when they took out the doesn't matter, it came out 57% said they preferred Merry Christmas, 27% said Happy Holidays, okay? So this is the world that we live in. The paranoia of the left about Christmas. And I got to say, on the Christian side, I know a lot of Christians who don't like Christmas. They don't want to celebrate. They don't like the synchronicity of, the pagan symbols of Santa Claus and everything with it. And some people on the Christian side said, hey, we don't know when Jesus was born. We're not going to celebrate it on that day and so forth. And so there's opinions on both sides of this. And yet you've got the left going absolutely crazy, trying to censor it in every possible way, but upholding Islam, which is the very manifestation of church and state joined together at the hip. That's their goal. The caliphates, the Sharia law. We had Hillary Clinton having Sharia Khan introduce her at the Democrat convention, a guy who was a Muslim, and he'd written extensively about Sharia law, an advocate of that. So I want to get Stefan Molyneux's comments on this. And, of course, he's the founder and host of Free Domain Radio, the largest, most popular philosophical show in the world. You'll find it at freedomainradio.com. You can also find him on YouTube at youtube.com/freedomainradio. And on Twitter at Stefan Molyneux. Thank you for joining us, Stefan.
Thanks, David. Nice to be with you again.
So I'll wish you a Merry Christmas, even though
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners as well.
Yes, yes. I mean, isn't this amazing? The things that we have seen this last week, and the very disturbing video we talked about this yesterday in the Alex Jones Show of this mother who is preparing her 7-year-old and 9-year-old girls, and she's clothed top. You know, head to toe in a burqa. You can't see anything about this. So there's this dark figure shrouded in black, giving her blessing to these girls. And then one of these girls goes off and they remotely controlled there was a 7-year-old girl. They think it was one of the two that was in this video. They have a remote control suicide bomb that kills 3 people in a police station. I mean, this is a cult of death, isn't it?
Well, of course, this is the great challenge that is occurring in the West at the moment. And governments, of course, are supposed to be charged with protecting citizens. And to some degree, that means protecting demographics. There are countries, many countries throughout the world, that would consider it a significant act of treason to fundamentally change the demographics of the country. And, of course, you don't see lots of social justice warriors screaming at China or South Korea or Japan to bring in alternative ideologies and ethnicities. In Mexico, there's actually written into the Constitution that no law shall be passed to fundamentally alter the demographics of the country. Wow. And, of course, since 1965, that has been the goal of the elites throughout the West, and I think that the blowback is starting to manifest, it seems, almost daily these days.
Yeah, and then we see people like Geert Wilders, who speaks out. He was convicted in a show trial, a politically motivated show trial, that he had a political rally, and he said, would you like to see more or fewer Moroccans? And the crowd says, less, you know, fewer. And so they said, that's hate speech. You're inciting that against a group. That's racism. He says, well, Moroccans are not a race. Islam is not a race or whatever. He said, this is a discussion about immigration policy. And then at the same time, we see this article that's on InfoWars today, just 2.8% of the 1.2 million migrants that have been brought in by Angela Merkel and the German government even have jobs. So this is
who's to say whether those are real jobs or not? And here you see with Geert Wilders, it is a policy question. It is a policy question in a democracy, and then it suddenly becomes hate speech. If you look at the statistics for criminality by Moroccans in his home country, it is, let's just say, not entirely in line with the rest of the population. So here we have a politician in a democracy asking for feedback from the population on policy proposals that is labeled as hate speech. And that, of course, for anybody who's interested in democracy or any kind of sensitivity of politicians to the wishes of the people, that would be a huge concern. But, of course, the elites aren't interested in that. Surely it would be something you would put to a referendum, something like immigration and changing demographics and bringing ideologies that have had some certain problems when they've gone into other countries throughout the world. Surely that would be something you would put to a referendum. But of course, the left is no more interested in democracy or in listening to the people than they are, for instance, interested fundamentally in gay rights or women's rights or whatever, as we can see from the kind of groups that they align themselves with.
Exactly. And as we look at this story further, they had Joachim Mueller, who's the director of the IAB in Germany, said if we get 50% of these immigrants coming in get a job, that would be a huge success. I mean, they're not looking. I mean, that would be 600,000 immigrants coming in that are still living off of the government, living off of the taxpayer. But there's no way they're going to get 50%. As it says in the article here, it'd be an illusion to believe that even 5% of them would get jobs. Said back in July, they said 55 out of 1 million had gotten jobs, and 50 of those jobs were working at the post office. Here's what you said right there, that they're not real jobs. I mean, we're not talking about 55,000 out of a million. We're not talking about 550 out of a million. We're talking about 55, and 50 of those are at the post office.
The people coming in from the Middle East and so on, they're highly competent, very intelligent, very easily able to learn the host country's language and cultures and customs, and willing to integrate and willing to work and so on. In which case, very, very high quality people that are being removed from the host countries that at some point will need to be rebuilt. At some point, these conflicts are going to de-escalate. And of course, a lot of the migrants aren't even coming from war-torn countries or countries with rebellions or revolutions. So at some point, these countries are going to need to be rebuilt. Now, if we are taking all of the best and brightest out of these countries and moving them to Europe, what that means is that there are that many fewer people who are able to rebuild the countries afterwards, which is only going to exacerbate the conflicts and the hostilities. And so that's one possibility. Let's say that half of these people do get jobs. Well, what that means is that you have hundreds of thousands of people suddenly entering a marketplace in the West. And what is that going to do? When you have an oversupply of labor, it drives down the price of labor. And what that means is it becomes less valuable to have a job and more valuable to be on welfare. So this is all very, very fundamental to understand. And nobody's thinking about it, at least at the elite level, in the long run. And fundamentally and finally, if you want to help people in the Middle East, and I have for many years railed against the untold evils of meddling in foreign affairs of foreign countries, of course, domestic affairs of foreign countries, invasions and manipulations of elections, and all the stuff that's been going on from the West for decade upon decade has been brutal and has resulted in the deaths of millions of people in the Middle East, primarily Muslims. The body count from the West towards Islam is much higher in terms of the victims of Western imperialism. But we want to help people in the Middle East. Fantastic. Then what we do is we send money over to help resettle them in the Middle East. You can help 12 people to resettle in the Middle East for exactly the same money you spend to bring one person into the West. And in the Middle East, they have, of course, the same religion. They have the same culture. They have the same customs. They have similar languages and so on. Again, I'm not trying to say they're all the same, but it's certainly more similar than it is between the Middle East and Germany or France. So if you want to help people, help them where they live, and don't take all the best and brightest out of the countries, which is only going to exacerbate continuing tensions into the future.
And as you said, rather than creating all these regime changes, which have been disasters in Libya and in Syria, when I look at all the catastrophe in Aleppo, and people get angry about it, and they want to blame the Syrians and the Russians, or they want to blame ISIS or whatever, it's like, understand that ISIS was our surrogate to do a regime change in Syria. And just like Madeleine Albright, who when she was asked, was the death of half a million children because of your actions, was that worth it? She didn't dispute that they had died. She said, yeah, it was worth it. We don't really care about what happens to these people. So you want to talk about the Aleppo boy? We'll talk about the half a million children whose faces you did not see that Madeleine Albright destroyed, and then that Hillary Clinton created this Aleppo situation. So if we really want to help the people, you're right, Stefan, we stop the wars that we have created in those countries, and we allow them to rebuild their countries with their people, and just stop the regime change that we're doing. But they're not going to do that. They're going to continue to use ISIS as our surrogate in that area to overthrow the Syrian government there and create this catastrophe that we've seen.
Oh, and if you ever really want to break your heart, and I think it is a useful thing, a useful exercise for people to do, go on the internet and look up pictures of, say, Iraq or Iran in the 1950s and the 1960s.
Yes,
you see women in bikinis, you see women going to colleges, you see all these kinds of wonderful things. It's so important to understand the view of the empire from outside. The empire is radically different. You know, the Death Star from the inside looks like a disco, but from the outside we see it for what it is. And so there's so many things that go on in the West, the propping up of dictatorial regimes around the world. The selling of arms is a huge issue. around the world. You can't say, well, we need a national defense because the world is a dangerous place, and then go around being the biggest arms dealer in the world, arming everyone and their dog. I mean, you can. It's just a horribly hypocritical position to be in. And, of course, there are drone strikes. There are massive bombings that have occurred in Iraq as well. I did a presentation called Iraq, A Decade of Hell, where I traced just how much was destroyed in Iraq as a result of an extremely misguided, if not downright falsely motivated, invasion. The invade everyone, invite everyone equation is going to result in, I think, untold suffering around the world.
And we're already seeing it happening throughout Europe and the Riviera and the German Christmas market. But the Washington Post says this refugee crisis could actually be a boon for Germany. You know, 55 jobs out of 1.2 million. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Stefan Molyneux.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stefan Molyneux. We're going to go back to Stefan in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of our Christmas super sale that is going on right now at InfoWarsLife.com. We have really large discounts from 25 to 50% off a lot of products that are quickly selling out. Let me give you an example of some of these. We have Living Defense, 30% off. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. We have 25% off both Winter Sun Vitamin D and DNA Force. That's a big savings on DNA Force. That's a very expensive to produce premium product because the ingredients in that. We have 33% off Brain Force Plus, and we have 50% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. We also have an introductory special on the new toothpaste that we sell, Super Blue Fluoride, just $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. After years of development, we've developed a revolutionary toothpaste that uses key ingredients like iodine and nano silver to fight harmful bacteria in the mouth, support oral health, and as I've pointed out before, oral health can, and gum disease, should say, actually contribute to the development of heart disease and heart attack. So that's something that's very important for your overall health. Very good toothpaste, Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. It doesn't have fluoride, but instead it's got nano silver and iodine, things to combat the bacteria in your mouth. Let's go back to Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, you know, we're talking about the immigration issues. We look at the this attack that happened in Germany this last year. And as you're pointing out, there's a lot of people who are very valuable to their country who are going to be needed when we stop fomenting the wars in those countries. And yet we're not able to vet the people who come in. And when I look at the situation in Germany, they're talking about how this individual was someone who was known to them. He was tracked by them even after he got into the country. So they didn't vet him to let him in. But even after he got into Europe, they knew that he had multiple identity documents. He'd spent 4 years in Italian prison for crimes there. Finally, they let him go to Germany. They tried to deport him in June. And then the weak and ineffective government in Germany could not get this guy either in prison or send him out, even though he had been found trying to purchase automatic weapons. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Their response is to try to step up gun control in the EU, even though he used a truck. So I guess they can't tell the difference between a semi-trailer and a semi-automatic.
Well, it is, of course, desperately tragic what is happening in Europe. And to me, it comes down to the fact that the left has really lost the argument in terms of empirical data. And, of course, with the rise of the Internet, they're losing the argument because beforehand, through academia and through the mainstream media, you had a lot of filters to keep conservative or pro-Christian or pro-free market or small government or libertarian perspectives away from the masses. And, of course, that was exactly what the leftists wanted. They are not very good at debating. I have spent, about three decades plus debating leftists, and they're really not very good, which is why they escalate to hysterical verbal abuse, to attacks, to going after your source of income, to trying to get you fired. And they can't win an argument, but they desperately want their particular vision to take root. Now, in a democracy, you do have to, even in a republic, you have to win arguments in order to be able to enact policy, unless you can change the demographics of the country into a more leftist-friendly or large government-friendly demographic. And, of course, Hispanics and Muslims and so on have a historical tendency to vote significantly for the left. You'd think, of course, that the Hispanics in California, who were given amnesty by Ronald Reagan in one of the catastrophic decisions, I would argue, of his presidency, that they would say, wow, thanks, Republicans, you have our loyalty for just a little while. But no, in general, the vast majority of Hispanics are going to vote left. And so they want to change the demographics because they can't win the argument. And they can't win the argument because socialism fails everywhere it has been tried. Collectivism fails everywhere it has been tried. Well, I shouldn't say. It wins in the short run. It's kind of like cocaine. I'm happy. Oh, wait, I'm broke.
And yeah, so, people need to go to Venezuela to see how that works out. You know, the people who do not understand the concept of lines, you can go to Venezuela and you get in line for everything. And then when you get up to the front, you'll find out they don't have it after you've been waiting in line there. But you said something that was very interesting at the beginning of this. You talked about how they kept all these issues away from us. I remember a time when there was no dispute between real news and fake news. You had three mainstream CBS, NBC, and they were putting out this narrative that was unified. They would cover the same stories, tell you the same things about those same stories, and coincidentally, it was the same thing the government was saying at the same time. They don't like to have a situation where people have to use their minds to distinguish between real news and fake news. And Snowden himself came out and said, you know, you really don't want the government being the arbiter of what true news is. It's much better if you use your own mind. Boy, what words of wisdom. We're going to be right back with Stefan Molyneux, and we're going to talk a little bit about fiat currency, because again, this is the anniversary of the Federal Reserve being created 103 years ago. That's the epitome of this, and that's how they get their power, through the central bank. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David and I, we're talking to Stefan Molyneux. He's the founder and host of Free Domain Radio, the largest, most popular philosophical show in the world. You can find it at freedomainradio.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, one of your favorite topics is fiat currency, and of course it was 103 years ago today, while much of the Congress was gone, that they put through the Federal Reserve Act. And as I said before, it's the gift to the global elite that just keeps on giving. Here we are 103 years after the fact. Let's talk a little bit about fiat currency and what we can do with it. Of course, the first thing that we would love to see is for a President Trump to audit the Fed and ask them some uncomfortable questions, as we saw the uncomfortable questioning of Alan Grayson with the inspector general that was charged with oversight of the Fed. She couldn't answer where $9 trillion went. Sorry, we can't look at that. And then there's another $1 trillion that's not accounted for on the books of the Federal Reserve. But let's, you know, $10 trillion here or there amongst friends. Who cares about that, right? This is the global scam that gives them their power, isn't it?
This is the greatest tragedy of the 20th century, was the abandonment of gold-backed and silver-backed currency. Now, whether that would be replaced in a free society with some form of electronic currency, I'm sure that they would exist sort of side by side. But it's really, really important for people to understand that governments tend to abandon their limits on currency, right? They tend to abandon a gold standard when they wish to either bribe you or get you killed. It is really that simple. And of course, in many ways, bribing you is just deferring the day of reckoning. So, of course, in the First World War, the Western powers abandoned the gold standard because otherwise they would have had to end the war because they ran out of gold. So they had to switch to paper currency. They had to switch to fiat currency in order to continue the mass slaughterhouse of the Western Front and, of course, the Eastern Front as well. So this is really important. It is
and we saw that in the Civil War, too. We saw that in Civil War. We had both the North and the South have to go to paper currency in order to get through. And that was the first time we had a fiat currency in the United States, was Lincoln's greenbacks. So they always, as you point out, they run out of gold so they can keep the killing going. They go to a fiat currency and start printing up paper money.
Right. And what it does is it drugs people as to the economic consequences of what is going on in terms of the promises. So the government will promise you a whole bunch of stuff. And then, as we can see in Venezuela, when they don't have the money to pay for all the stuff that they promised, they just start printing more money. And then they start restricting private ownership of gold because they want to scoop it up or at least manage it in the society. And that fundamentally destroys your freedom. There's a story, of course, I've read, as many people have, in the Weimar Republic, of a man who took his life savings, cashed them in during the hyperinflation, and took the wheelbarrow of money across the street and was able to buy a cup of coffee with everything. So his entire life savings have been stripped from him. It is a form of absolutely sinister and subterranean theft, and it allows the governments to pretend that the insane equations of unfunded liabilities that I think in the U.S. are running north of $150 trillion, or 10 times the entire GDP of the country, it allows them to kick the can down the road a little bit more, and it allows them to give you the illusion of something for nothing, and that fundamentally subverts democracy. In democracy, you can vote on things, but the consequences of what you vote on should accrue to you, particularly if you're a taxpayer. But if you can vote for free stuff and have the bills flow down to the next generation, that is intergenerational theft, that is a Ponzi scheme, and is fundamentally counter to the rational decisions that need to be made with scarce resources in society.
And, of course, you're talking about that famous situation of the Weimar Republic, where he's got the wheelbarrow full of cash. We're seeing that happening now in Venezuela. We've got people that are having to go from one ATM to the other because the ATMs don't have enough cash so they can get basic groceries. But then, of course, there's not any groceries in the stores at the same time. That's the pattern that this always goes down. And, of course, we've seen this play out over and over again. There's not much coverage of what's going on in Venezuela. Absolute total chaos. They have taken control, as we saw in Venezuela. First, they took control of a lot of private resources of foreign oil companies. And everybody said, oh, that's great, because these are big companies. We're fine with that. But then they ultimately turned that over to themselves. And that's essentially what we see going on in a larger scale with the IMF and these other things. They're trying to do what was called rent seeking. We had the rebuilding of countries after World War II with the Marshall Plan. But then when in the 1960s, the IMF started going in and started making loans to these countries to create welfare programs that they could never pay back. And so they turn them into renters. They take over possession of their country, which is what's happening in our country as well. Everything that they print is a debt to the American consumer. And so we're just going further and further into debt to this small private cabal.
Well, here is the, I think, the real hypocrisy of the media, the legacy media, as it's sometimes called, which is not hard to see, but where it's invisible, it's worth shining a light on it, because the mainstream media is not talking much about Venezuela, as you point out, David. And the reason for that is that the mainstream media was very, very keen on one Hugo Chavez when he got into power. And they thought he was doing wonderful things with nationalization and with growing the government and expanding the civil service and making all of these promises to all of these people about everything he was going to do for them, because I don't know if leftists live in this magical fantasy land where resources rain from trees, you know, like the way that baby food gets scooped into your face when you're a toddler. But because they were also pro Hugo Chavez, and they have mounted a multi-decade propaganda against Augustus Pinochet of Chile, and you've seen endless now, he was a military dictator. However, he did have some very good free market reforms, which is why Chile is doing very well relative to Venezuela. So once more, they claim to care about the poor, and they're demonizing a man who helped bring Chile into the 21st century economically, and they're covering up the crimes of Hugo Chavez, who has helped to destroy a once prosperous nation.
And as if the socialists don't have militarized governments as well. You know, that you talk about, Pinochet is militarized, but look, the economy prospered there. So that, you know, the militarization is kind of a wash because both sides are doing that. But we saw that happen with Bernie Sanders. And remember that clip that was 30 some odd years old where he was just gushing with enthusiasm about the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. And I used to call him Bernie Sandinista, because he never disowned those people. You know, he actually praised these people. We had the people come after Donald Trump about Ku Klux Klan because the Ku Klux Klan guy said, hey, I like Donald Trump. It's like, disavow him. And no matter how many times he would do it, they would keep coming back at him. But nobody ever asked Bernie Sanders to disavow the Sandinistas and the communists and the policies that he endorsed that we've seen now come to fruition in Venezuela, and he never did.
Well, of course, Trump has to repeatedly disavow a guy he's barely heard of, who's, considered to be someone. Oh, he was part of the KKK at one point. However, of course, the fact that the head of the Communist Party in America seemed to be enormously keen on Hillary Clinton, and I would guess that I think that the death count of the KKK was a couple of thousand people, tragic enough. Look at that compared to the death count of worldwide communism and the idea that the only person you'd focus on is David Duke rather than the Communist Party as a whole. Again, it just shows you the in-group preference and the sort of very Rousseauian, noble, savage, primitive tribalism, which to me is what the left fundamentally represents. They claim to be progressive, but every solution they have is going back to coercive tribalism. It just shows you again the hypocrisy, and that's the beautiful thing that alternative media is doing. Soon to be the mainstream media is it is disassembling these false narratives in real time, and this, of course, is why the legacy media is turning to the state to help control alternative voices in the same way that crazy religious people will turn to the government to suppress other religions because they simply can't handle it in the free market of ideas.
That's right. And so we now have the fake news narrative that they've created. And I believe this was something that was a tactic that they had already decided upon. They included Donald Trump as part of this because they didn't expect to lose the election. But they were already working on this legislation. 3 years ago, they removed the prohibitions on propagandizing Americans with the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe. You know, that was part of the prohibition. Say, well, we're going to create these propaganda arms, but we're not going to allow them to actually broadcast into America. Well, they repealed that 3 years ago. We said, we know where this is going. We had Matt Drudge come here, tell us that he had Supreme Court justices tell him where it was going. This, though, is exactly the tactic they were going to use. But how absurd that they've got people like Brian Williams, who is going to tell us about fake news, and he's going to attack other people as being fake news. This is why they are collapsing on every front. You see all of these mainstream media organizations that are collapsing. The only one that doesn't seem to be is the one, the Washington Post, that is flush with cash from Jeff Bezos. And but they have lost more credibility than anybody because of the ways that they have manipulated the news, obviously, to everyone who takes a look at it, the way they've manipulated the news in this run-up to the Trump election.
Oh, David, here's how sad it is, and here's how pathetic the left is, and this sort of general collectivist socialist mentality. So they control the family in general, because, of course, there are family courts run by the government that are pretty male hostile, and you have no-fault divorce, and you have alimony, child support. You know, they've messed up the family quite a bit. Mm-hmm. They control academia. They control the media in terms of the entertainment media. They control the mainstream media in general. They control government schools. Just everywhere you go, you're in this hive mind of leftist collectivism, and they still can't win against people with webcams and good arguments. That just shows to me what a fragile and weak position it is, and how they need to keep expanding control over other people's voices in order to pretend that there's any kind of legitimate debate.
Yeah, it's very interesting, too. We had this article from Daily Mail yesterday talking about how Facebook is going to cut down on what they consider to be hate speech. And listen to the contradictions here. This is something that came out of a German newspaper, SZ Magazine, claimed that they gained access to Facebook's secret rules for deleting hate speech and offensive content. I know you're going to love this, Stefan. According to them, the phrase effing Muslims is banned, but if you say effing migrants, that would be allowed if it falls into a quasi-protected category. Posting migrants are dirty would be acceptable on the site, while migrants are dirt is not, writes the magazine. Then you could say Irish women are dumb. That would be breaking the rules, according to the magazine that saw these rules. While if you say Irish teenagers are dumb, would not be, because terms like teenagers, retiree, and youth do not get special protection. This is the way they're playing with our language to achieve their goals. This is going to destroy Facebook if they do this type of thing, and rightfully so.
Well, let me put forward a radical idea. It may be entirely too alarming to your listeners, but let me put forward a radical idea about how we might deal with these kinds of things. Rather than have computer algorithms, rather than have a bunch of Cheeto-eating lefties on a couch determining which is fake news and what is real news, I've got a radical idea. Let's all bring our best arguments to the marketplace of ideas and let people judge for themselves. Let's just throw the doors wide, turn on the sunlight, bring the worst ideas, the most horrible ideas, the most offensive ideas. Let's bring them into the general marketplace of ideas, let's hash it out, and let everyone see just how terrible these ideas are. Because if these ideas are so terrible that they must be banned, well, surely we trust the people enough, because we all know how well they've been educated by the government, we trust the people enough to know what are bad ideas and what are good ideas. Let's just throw the doors wide, let's bring everyone in, let's bring the most offensive people in, let's give them a big microphone, let's let them make their case, because people are smart enough to figure out what is a good idea and what is not. Now, if people aren't smart enough to figure out what is a good idea and what is a bad idea, I fail to see how we can have any kind of representative democracy, because that's the whole point of democracy, is trying to figure out a good idea from a bad one.
They just want to do the thinking for you. I've said often that you have two types of people, those who admit their bias and those who don't. Okay, because everybody has bias. You have bias even in the stories that you choose to report. Even if you try to do it as objectively as possible, there's going to be a bias that works its way in, because you're going to think that story A is important, whereas story B is not. That's a bias right there. Somebody else might decide at a different news organization that the other story is more important. That doesn't go reported. So everybody has their bias. And so for years and years, when we just had those three networks and the government, and they were all telling us the same thing, and there was no discussion about what's fake news and what isn't, because everybody was reading from the same script. I used to go to the heavy opinion journals, so I would get National Review and The Nation, and I would compare the two of them and let them give me the arguments on both sides. And that's really what a thinking population needs to do. And so, in a sense, if we can have this discussion about real news and fake news, this could work out to our advantage as well, because we're going to be able to talk to people and say, well, compare these two things side by side. And that's what we try to do when we give people stuff that is completely different from what they're hearing from the mainstream media. You do it as well. We document this and we say, well, here's this information that I got from the New York Times. So deal with it. You know, this is what this really means in the overall context.
Well, there is a cycle to these kinds of things, David, as I'm sure you're very well aware, which is that those of us who have non-leftist opinions, if you've went your way through higher education, as I did, I ended up getting a master's degree, you have to really, really work hard if your ideas are not mainstream in academia, right? So if you say the capitalists exploit the workers, you don't need to provide any footnotes, because, you know, you're appealing to a lot of the leftist biases in a lot of the professors. On the other hand, if you say capitalists do not exploit their workers, then you better make a really good argument with really good footnotes so you can get past the skepticism of the lefty professorship.
Exactly.
And so basically you're like somebody that if you're two rate runners and you're practicing for a race, and one of you is running downhill in a gentle decline and the other one is marching up at a 45 degree incline, well, who's going to win the race? The guy who's had to work a lot harder in his training. And this is the general cycle that is occurring. The left has gotten lazy. They decided not to win the case, not to win arguments, simply stuff the ballots with immigrants, illegal and legal. And basically what's happened is they've gotten lazy. They've been in control for so long that the lean, mean fighting machines of the non-leftists are able to take them down pretty easily. And now, since Gamergate, that the right has found its voice and is willing to hit back, I think they're seeing the differences in training that has occurred over the past few decades.
That's a good point. As you pointed out, they're educating the kids, and so all you had to do for the lazy left was speak to their confirmation bias. If we wanted to do something else, we had to get very adept at research and documentation and argumentation and debate in order to push something that was contrary to their bias that they've already been taught. And the amount of time we got another segment that's coming up. We're not going to be able to finish this here probably, but I want to talk to another aspect. We talked about fiat currency. Let's talk about another aspect of the Federal Reserve, and that is the way they manipulate the economy, not just through the currency, but through these rate increases. Now, we've just had the first rate increase, and I think it's only the second one in a decade, I believe, that they just announced. And they announced that they're going to do another 3 next year. And we've seen this whole thing before with the rope-a-dope done by Alan Greenspan, where he did, and I can't remember the number, it was something like 12 rate decreases in a row, held it for a second, and then did 17 rate increases in a row over a very short period of time. Looks just like a regular step. It was like every quarter he was raising it, the interest rates. And that created a kind of rope-a-dope bubble to pull people in, and then he burst that bubble. Is this what they're trying to do now with Trump? Are they trying to manipulate and push back against any advantage that we might have with a reduction of taxes and regulations by increasing interest rates?
This, of course, is the great danger of getting a free market-oriented kind of fellow into power. And this would, of course, have been the case with Ron Paul or other people, is that the embedded power structures, and in particular the fiat currency power structure, which is where so much of government power derives, well, they are, think of them as an organism that's cornered, and they will lash out. And so there's a reason why you could say post-JFK, presidents have not really decided to go after the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve has a hand grenade called interest rates, called money printing, and they can, I think, choose to do things that would be extremely deleterious to the country. And because not one person in 1,000 in America or throughout the West understands the incredible power that central banks have over the economy, they think we're in some sort of free market. But if you don't have a free market in currency, you don't have a free market at all. Everything else is just tertiary.
Absolutely.
So there is, of course,
we
the
gotta
idea
go to a break.
That they hold
Stay
the
with
same
us. Grenade. Hang on, Stefan. We got to go to break. We've got a hard break. We'll be right back with Stefan Molyneux. I want to continue this.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Stefan Molyneux. We've been talking about fiat currency. We've just started talking about rate increases. As Stefan said, you've got a president here who is outside of the system, and like a wounded animal, they are fighting back. I think that's going to be one of the techniques that we're going to see used in the coming year. Before we get back to Stefan, though, to finish up on this, I want to remind you that we have some amazing year-end sales, Christmas sales. Now at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see our new toothpaste, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, now just $9.95 as an introductory special at InfoWarsStore.com. It doesn't have fluoride, but what it does have is nano silver and iodine to fight harmful bacteria in your mouth, to support oral health, and to support your heart health as well. If you have gum disease, that can increase and contribute to the development of heart disease and heart attack. That's well documented in the medical establishment. Also, we have massive discounts on other products at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 30% off Living Defense, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, BioTrue Selenium. We also have 25% off Winter Sun Vitamin D and DNA Force, 33% off Brain Force, my favorite supplement that we sell. That's something I really feel the difference. As I mentioned, my wife only takes half of the dosage, and she says she really feels it because we've increased not only the number of pills, we've got 20% more capsules per bottle, but we also have put in a higher concentration of key ingredients, a new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract, and it is at the same low price as the original Brain Force, but now reduced for this sale, 33% off. And finally, Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off. All of those are selling out very quickly at these discounted rates. We really appreciate your support. And we try to offer this to you at the very, very best price that we can, especially at Christmas time. So we've got a lot of sales there. Hopefully you can help yourself and your family at the same time that you help InfoWars. Now, joining us again is Stefan Molyneux, founder and host of Free Domain Radio, largest popular philosophical show in the world. As he points out, he's gotten millions and millions of views in his Truth About video series that looks at an unbiased objective facts regarding current news stories and historical events. You'll find that at Free Domain Radio, as well as he's on Twitter at Stefan Molyneux. Now, Stefan, we're talking about the rate increases. You pointed out nobody's really seriously challenged the central bank since JFK. There's a reason for that, I think. The first person to challenge the central bank was Andrew Jackson. He had an assassination attempt on him as well, but he survived that. The central bank did not survive Andrew Jackson, but they did weasel their way back in. These rate increases are something that I think is going to be a key tactic as the left fights back in the next year.
There are, I think, two groups that are currently at war with the way things are going with regards to Donald Trump. The first, of course, is the leftists, and they are ideological. In other words, they truly believe, you know, that rich people are rich because they've stolen from poor people, and there's no bell curve in intelligence, and everyone's the same, and all inequalities arise from exploitation. Like, they fully double down on that ideology, and they're just going to fight using whatever tactics they have. On the other hand, though, there are the pragmatists who use leftist ideology to do the classic Marxist divide and set people against each other and destroy the family and all this kind of stuff. Now, the pragmatists, I think, are going to have some sympathy for what Donald Trump is doing, because if there's any indication from what's been happening with the Dow and what's been happening with the retention of jobs in America as a result of Donald Trump's phone calls to particular people, then what's going to happen is the economy is going to improve under Donald Trump, and the people who are in charge, they don't want to milk the cow until it dies. You know, they don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. So there are the useful idiots on the left who are just going to double down on their philosophy no matter what and don't have any long-term survivability but are just ideologically programmed. But there are, in some ways more sinister, the people who are in charge who want to stay in charge and recognize that they do need a boost to the economy in order to continue being in charge. And I think there is going to be a conflict between those two groups in terms of supporting Donald Trump in the short run versus trying to take down from an ideology.
Hang on, we're going to be right back with Stefan Molyneux. We got another 5 minutes with Stefan. He's graciously accepted to stay on.
BNLive.com today.